This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Maïna is the name of a clown in Cirque du Soleil's current touring show, Amaluna. The show debuted in 2018. It has a Sacramento run from January 22nd through February. And Kelsey Custard is the clown Maïna. She's a Sacramento native. She's in the midst of touring the world for this show. And now she's back home. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Did I say it right?
You did. Very impressive.
Glad to have you here. And you have brought a castmate with us. Do you want to do the introduction?
Sure.
Vladimir Pestov is here.
Yeah, he plays Cali, our kind of strange little imp of the island. He does some pretty awesome things with balls, so.
Yeah.
Hi, but Kelly. Hi, Vladimir.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. So this is going to be a homecoming for you, Kelsey.
Yeah.
With a very big role, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
How many of your classmates from grade school or high school would have said, yeah, I believe that Kelsey would have grown up to be a clown?
Probably all of them. I've been a clown since I came out of the womb, so.
But clowning didn't actually become something you thought you could do until, if I get the story right, maybe a college class?
Yeah. I never knew clowning was actually a job that people could have. I had never seen the circus as a kid, so I didn't know that was an actual thing, so I was always in theater, but got those, like, funny little side roles. So when I found clowning in college, I was like, this is it. I'm home. I love it. And it's taken off from there.
Vladimir, give me your take on Kelsey as a clown. What is it about her that makes this the right fit?
So personally, I've worked with a bunch of clowns, a handful, and they were the top of the game, but Kelsey just beat them all.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking that quote.
I'm going to let you take that beyond maybe a friendship assessment, but what is it technically about her clowning that makes her great?
So because she comes from a theater background, having that experience combined with clowning hits home, basically. So instead of portraying something funny or making faces, she actually portrays a character, but in a funny way. You know how those Disney movies, you have these amazing like moments where the main character or the side character, for example, just, you know, you can relate to that person. Kelsey is one of those people, but in a live version of that character, yeah.
How about that?
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Where did you go to high school? Where did you start doing theater?
I went to school in Shingle Springs in Ponderosa.
Okay.
So I started doing like community theater and high school theater, and then I just loved it so much. So I went to college at UC Santa Cruz to try to keep that going.
Clown school happened in San Francisco, so becoming a clown may not be so unusual, but being a woman cast as a clown in Cirque du Soleil shows or any shows,
it's pretty
for
rare.
That matter.
Yeah, it's a hard business as a lady clown. I come up to a lot of people that think women aren't funny, and that we can't do comedy. So it's been a struggle, but Cirque is slowly letting us kind of find our way in the comedic world. So,
and there's a lot of slapstick in this show,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah.
It's very physical. It's acrobatic. Let's talk about Amaluna and get a scene set, because there are a lot of women, more women than usual in this show.
Yeah, we have a 70% cast of women. And actually, our general stage manager is a woman. Our head of rigging is a woman now.
We have an all-female band.
We have an all-female band. So it's a lot of pretty awesome ladies, not just on stage, but off stage as well.
So a tricky question, I think, is were this not a mostly female cast, would you still be cast as a clown? Did you get looked at for this role differently because of this type of show?
Ooh. That's a good question. I don't know. I would hope that I would still be considered, but
I'm sure she would be considered because she kicks ass.
That's right. Yes, for sure.
So, Vladimir, I think you have some different perspective on this because your parents are longtime artists with
Cirque du Soleil. Yes, they have been with the company for 20 years and they have stopped being acrobats, and now they are retired back home. My dad is a photographer. My mom is a full-time mom. I have a sister, and yeah, that's it.
So you saw your mom navigating roles. Because she was an acrobat, was it sort of gender neutral in being hired, or what do you think her experience was?
Well, first of all, my dad got casted because he was one of the best acrobats in the world in his time, and, well, still is. And my mom kind of followed him into the Cirque du Soleil world. She was also an acrobat and also at a high standard in Russia. And once they got in, they flowed into different perspectives, I guess, you know, into different roles and things like that. And I had the amazing opportunity to see that and see their growth in their professional career. And now I kind of am going through the same thing, through the same struggles, and I know what to expect next. Mm-hmm. You know, so I know all the layers of what is next, you know.
Really, let's honor them by saying their names.
Natalia Pestova and Alexander Pestov. Hmm.
So you were a teenager when you started performing.
I was a baby. I was 1 year old, but I was not
straight out of the womb.
Almost, yeah. I joined the cast, but I was not a performer until I was 18.
I am talking with Vladimir Pestova and Kelsey Custard, and we're talking about the show Ama Luna that is coming to Sacramento January 22nd. It will be at Sutter Health Park, formerly known as Rayleigh Field. But this show doesn't come, or a big top show, doesn't come to Sacramento.
So this is the second one. The other one was in 2002, named Drowleon. Wow. Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Kelsey, say a little bit more about coming back home and being in front of friends and family, which I think is a different experience than doing the thing you do just out there in an audience that you might not know.
Yeah, it makes me so nervous. To be honest, you know, like when you're out in the world and I don't know the people that are watching, I can do whatever I want. Not whatever I want, but
it's a different freedom.
It's a different freedom. And then when you have people you know and love watching you, it's exciting and it's so wonderful, but it also has these bits of nerves because I want to live up to the expectation and I want them to see me at my best. And to, like, I love this show so much, and this character for me is like probably the top of my game, you know. I mean, hopefully not, but it might be the peak of my career. So it's really nerve-wracking. Like, I've had teachers coming in San Francisco from my clown school coming to watch, and it's thrilling and terrifying all at once.
Your character and another cast member are sort of would-be lovers, and there's a lot of crazy humor between the two of you. That's not the only role you have in the show, though, is it? Is it the only character you appear in? Because I thought there were times when you have multiple characters, or...
I'm the same character throughout. There are some people in our show that are one character and kind of change and can do a few others. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, because as I said, it's a very large role. You're gymnastic in your role, theatrical, acrobatic.
Yeah.
The costume is great. You're a lot older in this show than you are in person.
Well, you know, I'm getting up there. It's the hair dye. It's the makeup.
The storyline, and maybe we should start with what the word Ama Luna means, because the storyline evolves on a magical special island.
Yeah, so Ama stands for mother and Luna stands for moon. And it's actually the name of our island. So the show is loosely based on The Tempest. Mm. And it's about an island of women ruled by goddesses. And on their coronation day of the like beloved daughter of the island, in the middle of her coronation, a storm gets called and a boat of men crash onto the island. So that's when all the kind of comedy, love, tragedy ensues.
And you're a mischief maker on the island, aren't you, Vladimir?
Yes, I am. I'm the king of the lizard, the king of the protector of the island.
The creature.
The creature, yes.
Yeah. Or the like only Kelsey men on said, our island are creatures.
Yeah, so I get to see all the women. Protect them, I guess.
Protect us, yes.
This show was written and directed by Diane Paulus, who is a Tony Award-winning director. Choreography has to be so specific and timing must be to the second. Where are you given freedom to sort of be, as you were saying, Vladimir, about Kelsey, the kind of clown or the kind of character that you are?
So I think timing and loose ends where we can actually create some stuff or things happen comes out sometimes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, this is our job. And sometimes, you know, there are times where we are missing our family. We don't want to be on stage. And sometimes some special moment happens and it is kept by the directors in the show. And it might be just a simple fling or a little wink to the audience, you know, or it depends on how you feel. And with that said, it's been 7 years. The show has been running and the cast has been changing overall. Mm-hmm. And imagine from the first product to where we came now, through all the little changes, through all the little mishaps, the amazing times and everything, you have the byproduct of an amazing quality show that you won't see anywhere else. It's been run over the years.
Mm-hmm. So this show actually started in 2013 then, but mm-hmm. you joined the show, Kelsey, in...
Was it 3.5 years ago?
Okay,
so 2016.
In the midst of the European tour,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
So, how about you finding the place to kind of accordion your personality and how you are into your character?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I took over this role from a brilliant woman who created it, and I just can't do the things that she can do. We're two different humans. And so the whole show has evolved in that way. As new people come in, they have to be themselves. And especially for clowning, you have to be who you are. So they
really
let...
difficult.
Yeah.
It's really hard to stand on your own after having seen someone else do it.
Yeah.
People don't relate or cannot have something new because we get, you know, used to the old or to the, you know.
Yeah, so I kind of just went in and was like, it
and
has to be
everybody.
For me. And I have to do it what's true to me, because the same jokes that she does, I couldn't do. And I have different jokes with my body type, my brain, my however I think. So
it's basically culture as well, because that woman is Brazilian. For example, I wouldn't be able to do the same thing as Kelsey because I'm Russian, for example, because we have a different type of mentality.
Yeah.
Let me wrap this up with a thought from each of you. We're at the beginning of a new year, a time when we try things new. We try to be inspired. We want to be hopeful. So with the path that you've chosen in your life and what you're doing, what is that message for you that you would want to share with others? Vladimir, I'll let you start about the work you do, the importance of it, and how to give that to another human being.
So I would say, in a little paraphrasing of one of my really, really good friends who is also an artist on a different show, he said that, you know, you go to the doctor for your health, right, when something's wrong. You go to the dentist when you have something, you know, so wrong with the teeth. You go to fix tires for your car to somebody, right? But there is one job in particular that you cannot redo or rehab with any other discipline, for example, other than theater or circus. And it's basically for the soul, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to get out. You want to get away from routine. You want to go out and have some fun. You want to forget yourself. You want to experience something new without having to take it in to your body as a hazard, or look at something, or be, you know, involved in dangerous activities. Mm-hmm. And you can experience the thrill that we have on stage, because once you're in it and you can relate, that's where the magic happens.
That's Vladimir Pestova. He is a mischief-making character, Callie, in the show Amaluna that opens in Sacramento January 22nd. All right, Kelsey, that's some good words to follow.
I mean, I think he's spot on and exactly how I feel. Like, you come to the circus and you come to see clowns, to laugh, to see yourself on stage, but to kind of forget all of your troubles and to be able to laugh at yourself and realize that no matter how serious and hard and sad life is, you can always laugh at it. So
Congratulations on your great career.
And thank you.
Welcome back home for this homecoming. We'll post a link that has pictures of the show, pictures of Kelsey as her clown role. And Amaluna opens on January 22nd at what was Raley Field, now Sacramento's Sutter Health Park. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We're back with another show tomorrow.